USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci thinks a second wave of coronavirus in the United States is possible in the fall. Testifying in a video conference during a Senate hearing, Fauci expresses hope that the second wave can be handled properly. He was also asked about schools starting in the fall.
My concern that if some areas, cities, states, or what have you, jump over those various checkpoints and prematurely open up without having the capability of being able to respond effectively and efficiently, my concern is that we will start to see little spikes that might turn into outbreaks.
Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf is at the U.S.-Mexico border touring new wall construction being installed in Arizona and California during the coronavirus pandemic. Wolf last visited the region in January. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and we just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After denying he knew anything about the FBI investigation into retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, former Vice President Joe Biden corrected himself when pressed on ABC's Good Morning America by host George Stephanopoulos.
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, number one. Number two, this is all about diversion. This is a game this guy plays all the time. The country is in crisis. We're in an economic crisis, a health crisis. We're in real trouble.
But when later asked to follow up, he says,
now, I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with him being prosecuted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was aware that there was, that they asked for an investigation, but that's all I know about it.
The details are out regarding the new House Democratic coronavirus stimulus bill that they're set to vote on Friday. Some of the highlights include $500 billion for state governments and $375 billion for local governments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Republicans are hoping for a sweep Tuesday in special congressional elections being held in California and Wisconsin. The contest grabbing the most attention is a special election taking place in California's 25th congressional district. The district was held by Republicans until Democrat Katie Hill's victory in 2018, although she had to resign after a controversy regarding intimate photos of her that were published, along with inappropriate relations that she had with several staffers. Minnesota Republican Senator Tom Emmer is not very happy that some of the new voting centers are in more Democratic areas of the district. He joins Fox News and says he believes the Democrats are trying to steal the race.
It's pretty clear they're trying to rig the election, Brian. They see Mike Garcia, a retired Navy fighter pilot, about to flip a Democrat seat in California for the first time since 1998. Put it in perspective, President Clinton was still in office. Mike has a lead, and what do? 5 o'clock on Friday, the L.A. County, Los Angeles County clerk, announces they're going to open an in-person voting station in the second most Democrat area of the district. At 5 o'clock on Friday, open it on Saturday morning during the pandemic. So very clearly intended to try and sway the election the other way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.